Okay. Well, let's get started. I'll bring this meeting to order. We do have a quorum present.
We have Tom. I'm trying to figure out who's all here. So we do have Tom and Mara. Okay. Tom and Mara. Who is in the audience? Larry and
Dick.
Okay.
And then Dave Marsloff is here.
Yep.
Okay. The boys want to sit not in front of the camera so we can see them? Well, the one pointing towards the there, you can sit up close so we can see you better. If you want, if you're not. Well, we'll start. You have the reading of the minutes from last meeting, please.
Sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. Minutes for the January 27th, 2021 Town of Amboy Planning Board meeting. I noted that it was a Zoom meeting and that Paul and Tug Hill Commission was helping us out with that. Meeting was called to order at 7:01. A quorum was present and we reviewed and approved the December 2020 minutes. Tom made a motion to accept the December minutes. Dave seconded, all in favor. Old business. Tom discussed the last project before the ZBA. It was discussed how there has been no follow-up from legal counsel and that the official timeline has run out. I don't know if that's exactly the wording. Mm-hmm. What was that? next project, solar wind development moratorium. New business, election of officers. Tom made a motion, Dave seconded, to vote on one ballot for the following officers. That was chairperson, Tim Kelly, vice chairperson, Dave, secretary, Alex. Ballot was passed. The next planning board meeting will again be a Zoom meeting. Dave made a motion to adjourn the meeting. Meeting adjourned at 7:27 p.m.
Any additions or corrections to that?
Nope.
No.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as read.
I'll second it.
So moved. Next, we'll go on to the agenda, and I might refer to you to the email that I sent, and I had spoken to Kathy concerning it and sent her a copy of it. And I mentioned what we'd like to do is probably hit the ground running with this. I know we still have to deal with this COVID situation, but I think the more we can meet like this or in person, the better off we're going to be. We do have a few things we have to take into consideration, I think, at least in the next 6 months. Probably the first being is the, and I talked to her about the moratorium. And Dick and you guys didn't get a, don't have a copy of it. But anyway, it was basically, Matt Johnson sent me this that was taken basically from the town of Albion. And I think it's a standard template of what's going on in the surrounding towns. I think they're just passing it around. And what I did is I took that verbatim and then I put it on Word and I inserted Amboy instead of Albion. But after reading it, looking it all over, I thought it was a quick way to get this onto the town board so we can set this up. The only other change I did make with it, because the COVID situation still being a determining factor, I thought it was a good idea to extend that to 1 year instead of 6 months. So we can do come up with a comprehensive law to submit to the town board. And if anybody's read the town of Constantia, they have a pretty good one. And again, I think that was kind of a boilerplate situation too, whether it came from Tuck Hill Commission, or wherever. You get into more details, and then you can modify that to your own satisfaction, the rules and regulations we have here in the town. The moratorium, of course, has to be in a form of a local law, and I'll have that, make sure that everybody gets a copy of that by the next town board meeting. And I believe at the town board meeting, you're going to have another hearing considering the changes in both planning and zoning board, more specifically to the zoning board, so we can get that under our belt, get that going. Another factor we have to discuss at some point in time, Alex and Dave made mention that they're staying on for a particular future here, but will soon be leaving us possibly by the middle of their first year or their next, this year's term. So I'd like you to also, and the board members also, maybe come up with some people that might be interested in being on the ZBA or the planning board. We've been doing pretty good here the last couple of years. We wrapped up the comprehensive plan. We do have some things in our back pocket that we want to make sure that we update our zoning law. We talked about the different zoning possibilities we could do, separating that. And it's going to take quite a few meetings along the way. So the sooner we can get to it, the sooner we can put a lot of these things to rest. The hearing is going to be the next town board meeting will be that of the zoning, the changes we'll make.
The next meeting will have... the hearing will be for those other changes, not the change.
Comprehensive plan is all set, and I think Kathy got that. Matt actually got that all done for as far as the short form, the seeker, and also the 239 report, which you have to report to the county for changes in the comprehensive plan. So I didn't get a chance to ask her that today, but I'm assuming.
Well, they didn't have a hearing last meeting.
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay.
But that was basically on a comprehensive plan. It had nothing to do with the zoning board changes. Those are two separate instances, and they had to have two separate meetings in order to do it. So I'm assuming they'll tackle that at this next meeting, and then one of the bullet points that I had was get the zoning board up and running. Myrna, I know you talked about taking control of that.
Yep.
And we really appreciate that. And we can work in real close proximity now that we have common members on it.
Right.
At any time, if anybody wants to get on these boards, you know, let us know, because we're going to be shy alternate, possibly a couple members. So you know, anybody, I always say, if you're going to complain, be ready to be appointed to it. But that isn't always the case, that people, you know, they like to talk, but they don't like too much action involved in it. But it is what it is.
Now, right at the moment, I have Tom and I as Zoning Board of Appeal members. Is there a third? I think we need three for that, don't we?
Yeah, well, that's going to change to five after the next board meeting.
Okay.
So myself, Alex back down and didn't want to be involved in that. So I asked Bruce Walters if he would consider that, and he said he would. Dave said okay. He's for the time being. So there will be five. And then Jim Lem will be the alternate for both boards.
Okay.
He's in Florida right now, so we'll have that covered. So at any time, if we're going to be able to five people, we should be able to have a quorum present. That's okay. The main thing, that you guys don't get there like you have been and might have anticipated, or you get into a situation where you have to, you know, count yourself out of that particular ball game. We're going to be shy unless we have enough people to draw from.
Okay.
That was what our original intent was, to expand that in order to do that, so we don't get bogged down in the stuff that we've been doing. And Tommy, you said you'd take the secretary position for that too?
Yep.
Anybody have any questions concerning those particular issues?
So, well, once they have that hearing at the next meeting there, will they be able to vote on it then, or will that be finalized at that meeting? Or
I would assume that it would follow the same procedures they did with a comprehensive plan. They voted on a comprehensive plan that particular evening.
Okay.
Correct me, town board members, if I'm wrong, but I think that's the way it goes.
You have to close the hearing and then open your board meeting to make a vote.
Yeah, so that'll be a done issue.
Good.
And then we can give them a list of the people that we would like to have appointed to the zoning board at that particular time. Besides Myrna and Tom, obviously, they're still on it. So.
And then we probably ought to have a meeting to at least so we all know each other and know where we're going after we get that in place.
Yep. It'll be up to you, Myrna.
Okay.
Will they be, when will the moratorium come up, the meeting after, or is it coming up?
Well, what I'd like to do, if we all agree on this template that I sent you, we can give that to the town board at this next meeting also.
I read it over. I think it's okay.
Yeah. I think it's imperative to get this done as quickly as possible. Although COVID is slowing things down, they don't seem to be slowing down in their approach to get more landowners or so on and so forth. So the sooner we act on this, the better off we'd be. And just to make sure, especially to the board members, it does not, there's two definitions, a large scale and a small scale, which is basically a private situation. So it's not going to rule out by any means any private solar situations you might have, like Myrna's got set up on her property, or anybody with something on the houses. It set up a ground surface of greater than 4,000 square feet. So that's quite a bit. It gives the individual a lot of wiggle room there to work within those parameters. But it does kind of, you know, it the large scale, of course, they won't be able to come in and do anything until we have set this in stone. And that's why I wanted to give us a full year in order to get that down pat and make sure that everything is correct there.
I think Dick had something to say. I'm not sure.
Well, she addressed that he mentioned previously about extending the moratorium, and I was just trying to verify that, and he's already said that.
Yeah, no, in the original template that I got, Dick, Albion was going to set forth with it. And I was on their website today also. That's coming up to open meeting too, and hearing for that particular situation. I believe they feel they can get it done in 6 months. I'm because of the COVID situation, I just want to get to 6 months, and we still haven't got to something in solid. So this will give us that little extra time that we need to make sure. We should get it done by 6 months, but just in case we don't, we've got that breathing time there so it doesn't expire.
I noticed
that. Do we do five members yet? Do we need five instead of three? Where are we going to be if we don't have five yet when it comes that time?
For what?
For the Zoning Board of Appeals, because doesn't that have to go? I think, Dick, that only goes in front of the Zoning Board if there's an issue. It goes in front of the Planning Board first, correct, Tim?
Yeah, from what's been done in the past that I've been on board is basically the last two supervisors have challenged the Planning Board with coming up with some of these things and doing all the footwork, so the town board doesn't have to do it. More hands on it, and then absolutely the law itself has to be passed by the board. It has nothing to do with us, only we suggest and do all the footwork for you people. And that way we've got enough time. I know you guys are busy, and This is kind of what we've been doing for the last couple of years here. So I.
That's okay, fine. I just want a little clarification.
Yeah. Yeah, again, with five members on either board, if you get three members, you got a quorum. So we just want to ensure that if there's a situations where somebody has to bow out on something, that we can put another member in there and keep going without saying, well, we ran out of members. We only got three people and two of them can't make an opinion. So
you hear it because we put ads in the paper before anybody would like to join and we seldom get many takers.
I didn't get that, Dick.
I said that the going from three to five and everything, we put ads in the Queen Central before, but we don't seem to get many takers wanting to join these boards.
Well, this is why we talked about initially in combining the planning and zoning board. But I mean, you can do that to a certain extent, but by keeping them separate and having common members, you know, you've got people that are working on this stuff anyway. And since the zoning board really doesn't work that often, but when they do meet, it's so very important. That's why some of us from the planning board have volunteered to be on to look for those additional people. And right now between there's seven people involved that be rotating on these two particular planning boards.
Well, we'll just fly it and see where it lands.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just curious as far as the moratorium. I'm all in favor of extending it to a year, but I was just wondering, is there any restrictions on how long you can extend this thing out? You know, is there any limit?
I don't think you can do it with the original one, but you most certainly could develop another law concerning the moratorium, which it is, it has to become a local law.
Yeah.
So prior to, if for some reason we don't have it all done and you want to extend it, fine. If the town board wants to extend it, that's our prerogative. And put up another local law to supersede this one here. So I think that would be covered pretty much.
This is Kathy, Tim. That's correct. We would have to have another, once it expires, we would have to have a new law.
Yeah. So I've been doing something right then, huh, Kath?
Let's not get crazy.
We have somebody missing here this evening, Kathy, I think.
Who's that?
Mr. Gladel.
Hush.
Well,
moving on.
Moving on.
Tim?
Anyway, Kathy, you've seen that. You did get a copy of that, and I assume you read it over.
I skimmed it really quickly. I only just stopped working a little bit ago, so
yeah.
It looks good to me. I don't see any glaring issues with it. It addressed everything that we've been talking about, so
yeah.
And it certainly gives us time, and that's the most important part.
Well, I think too, if we present it to you at the next board meeting, then you'd have another month to consider that and set up if you want, whatever you do, once it goes in your hands, then you can do. But moving quickly on it, I think would be the advantageous thing to do at this particular time.
If it's a possibility to get it to all the board members, what's today? We've got, 3 weeks? To review, we could actually have a public hearing at the next meeting. We have to post the notice 10 days in advance.
Okay.
That kind of cuts our time down, but.
Are you all set with the meeting about the zoning?
Yeah. I have a date to mail everything for that, so we're good.
Okay.
You've got Dick and Larry right here. They could get copies of it, and I know how Bruce Stone could get a copy.
Well, that's true. You do.
I do.
Yeah, we can get it to you quick. Well, if you've got it, then you can copy it off right there.
Right. Yeah, I can just give it to Bruce.
And I can email it to Holly, so that covers it.
Okay. So we'll, unless there's any more questions concerning that.
Tim, I just had a comment on those definitions might not, I mean, it's okay if they change, but they might not be engraved in stone. I've just noticed reading that paper from the Tug Hill Commission, it talked about they had different definitions also. So I think once we get into this, we'll find out, you know, we might have something by acreage or might have something, you know, it might be a different, slightly different way. It seems like there's a few different ways of defining the big ones and the small ones and the community ones and the utility ones and all that, so.
Right, the moratorium just addresses these particular situations, but the actual law that will go in with the zoning would be a little bit more complex, I believe.
Yep.
That's what the years for are, us to get that all together. We don't have to get that complex at this particular situation, just cover and have it on the books that we have this moratorium. I think that's what we need to do. Is there any more discussion concerning this? Anyone? Would somebody like to make a motion that we send this on to the town board for their consideration?
I would make that motion.
You got a first and second?
I'll make a motion to send this on to the board.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Dave, Werner, or Alex, you all set?
Got it.
Okay. So moved. We will get that. I'll write that up and also get the copies to the board as well. Or we'll, that'll be taken care of. But, we have to have some type of proclamation or something to have the board at least take a look at it. So we're all set on that situation. I think there isn't an awful lot to cover this evening unless something is up. But one of the recommendations that I put down, I'd like to see, if anybody's been on any total of these webinars or Zoom, it's so easy to get on, so easy to participate. And you really don't have to go too far. Just go to your computer and get on these. I've been taking in about 2 to 3 Zoom or webinars every week. They're set at different times. And, you know, it's very informative. I went to one yesterday, as a matter of fact, it had nothing to do with what we're looking at, but they did discuss, and now I'm beginning to see how these charging stations operate. And I've been sending a lot of this stuff to all the board members if they're interested in any of it. But just take into consideration these webinars and Zoom meetings just to be aware of what's going on. Kathy? I see you're lighting up.
Yes.
No, your box came up, so I figured you wanted to say something.
Not me. I don't talk a lot.
Okay.
There were...
Remember that, guys. Remember that.
Took note.
The Tug Hill Tomorrow Land Trust and New York, whatever, Farmland Trust, something like that. I've been on a couple that they had on preservation of farmland, basically. But it deals with zoning, things like that. So that's, and right on their site, if you go to the Tug Hill Tomorrow Land Trust, and I think Tug Hill Commission probably has a link. So they're doing webinars too that are interesting and basically up all our alleys.
I think some of the past ones, and Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of them have been coming through the state. And I know Katie has been kind of hosting them and have speakers come in and going through if anybody's participated in any of these. And I'm also sending out, when I get the automatic emails about Tug Hill Times or the Tidewater, or Headwaters, I should say, I try to get that out to everybody so they can look up. It's a good way to keep informed about what's going on.
That's the latest one, has that link to the paper on solar and wind idea zoning or whatever.
Yeah.
I forget the official name of it, but.
Paul, does the, obviously the local government conference is not going to take place this year. You have other, I know they've been stepping up on their webinars and their Zoom meetings. Is this going to be a continuing situation here through the spring?
Yeah, we're planning for that.
Anything coming up in the near future?
Well, in the immediate future, we're already planning for the second quarter.
How does the required 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever it is,
it's 4 hours, and you're still expected to make that or have the town board waive it.
Okay. Well, there should be enough out there. Anybody has anything to carry over, you can also use your carryover hours too to go on. Yeah. 2021. I know I've got enough probably till 22, but you know, that's a good way to do it. You know, it isn't required this year. It'll go over into next year's if you want to carry it over. Am I correct, Kathy? You still there?
I am.
Oh, there she is.
And you should get a certificate of completion that you can print out or save to your email.
Right.
And just make sure that you get a copy or I get a copy so that we have that in the records.
Now, at the last board meeting, you were mentioned that we've all got to take, which one is this on?
The harassment and discrimination training.
Is that going to be available online?
It's what I'm hoping. I'm waiting for some information on it so that, and it's got to be every person who works or volunteers in the town. So.
Kathy, I have a question on that. We also have to take that for the church. If I turn in my certificate of completion for the church, would that qualify for the town?
I will have to check with the insurance, NYMER, but it should.
Okay,
but you had to pay for it?
Yeah, we had to pay because I'm the lay pastor. I had to pay for my course because mine's got to be a certified course.
Oh boy I
know from experience that a lot of time they don't just for instance Catholic Church has what they call Versa, and that's dealing with the kids, and you can't do anything with the kids in church unless you have that. It's not harassment, but it's dealing with the kids. And as close as the Knights of Columbus is tied to the Catholic Church, their requirements are different. So we have to take two different ones.
I had to do it when I coached Little League.
Kathy, what was the name of that? There were two words there. Name of that webinar, or not webinar, but what was going to be required?
Discrimination and harassment.
Okay.
And the line moves constantly. A year ago, if you worked in Hastings and took the course, it did not apply to Amboy. That's moved now, so that if you take it, you're covered. So Bruce right now is the only one I know for sure who's already taken it and has, you know, his certificate of completion. So,
Kathy, when I get my certificate of completion, I've got a couple more. It's a 7 to 10 hour course for the church. When I get that completely finished and get my certificate, I'll forward it to you so you can see if it's something that'll work.
You I would hope it would work. It's significantly longer than the one we're required to take.
Oh, okay.
I mean, hugely different.
So the one we take is what, 2 or 3 hours? If that?
I've heard it's less than an hour.
Oh.
Now, the one I took in Parrish was a few hours, and I actually told them that the only thing I got out of that was how to commit sexual harassment. Truly, that's what we got out of it.
Yeah, we all went together on that one. A whole bunch of us went to that.
We did, and I got nothing out of that at all. So I'm hoping it'll be better than that one.
Well, if that's the case, I'm glad. Oh,
I know. I had a question about the oath of office. Oh, I'm hearing echoes.
What's your question?
Oh, I'm hearing echoes when I'm
hearing echoes when I'm talking.
Yeah, I am too.
Hello.
But anyway, my question was.
How
are we supposed to do it?
Are you asking Kathy? I believe the oath of office, correct me if I'm wrong, that you have to take it once if you're into a five-year situation. Is that true, Kathy?
Yes, as far as I know.
It isn't a yearly situation.
No, it's for the term of your office.
That answer your question, Alex?
I think so. Is everybody else echoing?
Yeah, I'm getting the echo.
You are unmuted.
I'm unmuted.
Yeah, did you hear that? For the church, I have to take mine every year.
No, we still had the echo.
Well, if it's getting too bothersome, we can cut it short. Again, I've tried to get as much information as possibly could prior to this meeting. So, anybody have anything else? Tommy?
No, I am all set.
Twice. Everybody else? Anybody else?
I'm good.
I think I'm all set.
Our board members or supervisors?
I'm good.
They're good twice.
I'm good. Thank you guys for all the work that you do up for the town. I appreciate it.
We enjoy it. Smile, everybody.
Who wants to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
So move.
Make two motions.
Okay. Okay, thanks everybody for attending. We'll see you next time around. As of right now, we'll plan on doing this again without the echo possibly.
All right, good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Tim, are you planning on Zoom for the next meeting?
Yes, I would like to set that up.
Okay, we'll get that set up for you.
I know Dickie wants to be part of it.
Yeah.
just make sure Mary Ann gets the notice early enough so she can put it in the paper.
Okay. Okay.
Good night, everybody.